747 Bell School Road, and report from a lot of this is just stuff we just gathered quickly, so I can't answer a lot of questions, but I'll give you as much as I can right now. So today about 9:15, members of the Rockford Police Department responded to Extended Stay America, 747 Bell School Road, and report from the U.S. Marshals Task Force for attempting to serve an arrest warrant on a subject in one of the rooms here. They were fired upon by the suspect. One of the marshals was hit. His status right now is unknown. We're conducting the investigation. While we're conducting the investigation, members of the Rockford Police Department, members of the Winnebago County Sheriff's Department, all agencies around the surrounding area came to help, state police included. We have upwards of 7 or 8 agencies here to help. While we're conducting the investigation, we learned that the suspect fled the room that he was in, and we believe the suspect is at large right now. I'll give you information about him and the suspect vehicle at the end of this briefing. So at this point in time, we have prayers for the officer that was hit, and we have prayers for the officers that are trying to locate the suspect too. We believe the suspect is Floyd E. Brown, 45-year-old black male. We believe he's a resident of somewhere in the Springfield area. Was staying here at the hotel extended stay. When the officers came to attempt to serve the warrant, he fired upon them and then took off. The vehicle we believe is a light blue or silver Mercury Grand Marquis with possible plate of BF, Boy Frank, 13112, Boy Frank, 13112, or it could be a temporary plate of 4850256, a temporary Illinois plate of 4850256. Of course, Mr. Brown's considered armed and dangerous. Please do not approach. If you see that vehicle or if you see someone that's acting suspicious, please call it in. We will respond. We have several agencies here to assist. We just want to end this incident peacefully with his surrender, and that's what we're looking for. And we're asking for the community to help us. Do not approach. Please contact. If you see anything suspicious, anything going on, please call us, and we will respond.
Andre, can you confirm that the suspect is on I-90 right now and police are pursuing him?
No, I cannot confirm that.
Okay. What was he wanted for?
Several warrants. I don't know the extent of the warrants or what they were for. We're still looking into that right now.
And you said one U.S. Marshal was hit?
Yeah, it's a deputy, member of a task force that's assigned to U.S. Marshal Service.
Okay. Do you know his condition?
At this time, no.
Okay. Was Mr. Brown the only suspect you were looking for?
Yes.
Now, is there any threat to the surrounding hotels or the surrounding businesses in the area?
At this time, we feel pretty secure that the threat is not in this area, immediate area, but we can't be for sure. That's why we recommend it. Anybody sees anything suspicious, please call us. But we're not recommending anybody lock down businesses or anything at this point in time. It's up to the business and their protocol. If they feel that they need to shut down, they can do that. But we're not recommending it at this time because they have no immediate threat that we know of in this area.
Do we know if he has at least a vehicle or anything that he might have escaped or where he escaped from?
Yeah, he left the room and he fled in that vehicle that I gave you.
Was anyone else in that vehicle?
Not that we know of at this time, no.
Was anybody else injured?
Not that I know of, no.
Was that deputy alone or how many people were
there? There were several members of task force. When they serve a warrant like this, they bring several members of their task force to serve a warrant such as this.
Do we know what kind of weapon?
No, I do not.
Do you know what kind of weapon was used?
I believe it was a rifle. So please use caution.
Still has that rifle.
We have we don't know for sure, but at this point in time, we believe he's still armed.
Yeah. You believe the suspect, Brown, is armed with a rifle?
We believe so, yes.
Okay.
Do we know when we might have another media update?
We will get that out on social media here in this area, or it could be at the District 3 station. We'll let you know over social media.
Do you know a direction that Brown may have fled in?
Not at this time, no.
Okay, so you cannot confirm that he is on I-90 and police are pursuing him on the tollway?
Correct. I cannot confirm that, no.
Okay.
Anything else? All right.